Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, he covers the Bucks for The Athletic and us here at 1250 AM, The Fan, our Milwaukee basketball insider, Eric Name. That's a problem, you know, right, Eric? Too hot a coffee, too hot a pizza, burnt mouth.
Yeah, I would also add, like, I don't know that I've ever made, like, making soup is a thing that you do in Wisconsin in the winter.
Sure,
like,
yeah.
You know, like a big pot of chili, whatever it might be.
Yeah.
And you've spent the whole day smelling it. And you're just like, yes, here we go. And first step.
It'll never taste the same. Yep.
Nope. Every single time.
Eric, we started off the show asking, should the Bucks extend Jrue Holiday? Today is the first day that they can open up those talks with Mr. Holiday. And the collective answer from Bucks Nation to Rami and Tim was, duh, yeah, you have to do that. Is it that simple, Eric? If he wants to be in Milwaukee, the Bucks should just go ahead and give him the big contract and wrap this thing up nice and quick?
I mean, I think you always want to try to get the best deal possible. So, you know, you don't want to just hand out all of the money if you have an option to hand out less money. But overall, yeah, you traded a king's ransom for him. You made this move to solidify the team's future. And no matter what the rest of your roster looks like, if you have Giannis Antetokounmpo, Chris Middleton, and Jrue Holiday for the next 3 years, you will be a contender in the Eastern Conference. Like there's really no way. I shouldn't say no way. There's injuries and things like that. But you know, for the most part, you're just going to be a contender. You're going to solidify how good this team is moving forward. And you know, that was kind of the idea of the move when they made the trade, and that would be the idea of the move, you know, behind extending him. So yeah, I think it's probably that simple. But you know, contract negotiations are what they are. It is always going to take a little bit more time than, you know, immediately signing something like this. You know, even stuff that we thought was going to get done, like you look at Giannis's Supermax extension, you know, that took like a long time to get done. And that's the biggest contract in NBA history. So, you know, it's going to, I would guess it's probably going to take a little while. But, yeah, it's that simple for the Bucks. He's that good. You want him here long term.
Well, Eric, that would be my question, though. I mean, why? I mean, everyone knew this day was coming, Thursday, February, whatever, 24th, 25th. Shouldn't that have been sort of in their target that, hey, man, this is gonna be a done deal. We're gonna give you what we can. What is it? $134 million, something like that, for 4 years. You love the city. Your wife loves the city. Everyone's working in harmony together. Why? I know there's some contractual legal ease to talk about, but a lot of that is rubber stamped. But I'm just curious as to why organizations and players sometimes just say, "Well, this stuff takes time."
Man, that's a great question. One that I would like the answer to. It would make my off-season planning a whole lot easier when I could take a vacation and, you know, actually step away from my phone for a second. So I'm with you on that. I would love to know why. But, you know, I think at least part of this, I would guess that Holiday's situation gets a little bit complicated just because of, you know, him missing games here due to the league's COVID-19 health and safety protocols. I just think, you know, there's maybe some thought like, hey, let me get back on the court. Like, I don't want the big news to be, you know, while I'm still out. Like, I would like to, I don't know that complicated things, but I would have to wonder, like, mm-hmm. you know, maybe there's something to the idea of like, you know, just like, let me get back on the floor and, you know, like, let's stop talking about me. Like, let's talk about the team for a little bit. And then we can just sign this when we need to sign it. So
okay.
I don't have a great answer for why these things take longer than they should. I would love to know the answers as well, but no one in the league, whether that is players, coaches, or owners, want to give me any sort of insight into why they make me wait so long for these decisions. So I'm with you, Tim.
Talking with Eric Name, our Milwaukee basketball insider from The Athletic, here on the Rami and Tim Show. The other day we were asking, whose window is the most wide open of the three major sports here in the state of Wisconsin, Packers, Brewers, and Bucks? And the only reason I picked the Packers, Eric, and the only reason I did was, even with the uncertain future of Aaron Rodgers, and we don't know exactly how long he'll be the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers, what I said about the Bucks is I think the window is open right now for them competitively, but I think that if the thud is loud enough in terms of the way that this season ends, we could see a shakeup with the Bucks this offseason and certainly by the following offseason. And the only guy that I know is going to be here for more than the next 2 years is Giannis after signing the Supermax. Am I overstating how big a shift we could see if the Bucks fall short of expectations, our expectations and the ownership over at Fiserv Forum?
No, I don't think so. I think there's, you know, a possibility that things could get shaken up pretty well. If things go wrong, whether that would be, you know, Mike Budenholzer being out as coach or, you know, trading players or, you know, trying to redo the roster. You saw this year that after two times of falling short, that John Horst decided to make pretty significant changes and bring in what is, you know, at least half of a brand new roster. So I would not be shocked if that type of thing happened. But, you know, I think the other thing that you kind of lean on is that you will have Giannis. And having Giannis immediately kind of opens up that window. Obviously, you know,
right.
the players, and we've seen in this league that that's how this works, that, you know, you have to have a couple guys, not just one. But having that one guy is the first step to having multiple guys. And
that's
that
sorry to interrupt, Eric. That's what I said. I said that, yeah, the Bucks window will probably stay open as long as Giannis here. But as far as this current version, this iteration of the Bucks, the window could close in a year or two. Now, I also said what you said, which is that when you have a guy like Giannis, you can hit the reset button and open that window up pretty quick. But what I was getting to, Eric, was let's say they decide to do that and they decide to change the supporting cast around Giannis. What is giving Jrue Holiday a big extension right now due to that? Does that make him more tradable, less tradable? What does that do if you decide you want to put a different supporting cast around Giannis in a year or two?
I don't know that it changes things all that much. The NBA is a league that I don't really feel like has untradeable contracts. You kind of get into a spot where as long as a guy can play, teams will find a way to trade for them. You know, we've seen it with, you know, a guy like Russell Westbrook, who had, you know, one of the biggest contracts in NBA history before Giannis had signed his, you know, he got traded. And that's something that can happen. Not only did he get traded, he got traded twice. So this is something that can happen. So I don't know that it would have a huge impact on, you know, locking in a roster or, you know, killing Jrue Holiday's trade value or anything like that. Like, I still think it would be there. Obviously, he is getting older, up around 30 now, but that isn't something that I think really turns teams off. I think both Chris Middleton and Jrue Holiday, both of them will have bigger extensions and will have plenty of money on those deals. But, you know, there's plenty of teams around the league that would like both of those guys on their roster and be willing to give up players to get a more proven player like both. So I don't think it necessarily, you know, makes Jrue Holiday any more or less attractive, just because the league is built around having talent, and talent gets paid, and that's kind of how it goes. So I don't think it would be a detriment to them.
Eric, the new schedule, or the second half schedule, came out, 36-gamer. Rami and I were taking a look at this thing. This is a 10-game span in which 9 are on the road. including six west of the Mississippi. But it dawned on me to look back on the first half schedule and try and figure out where their win is. Where's their signature win? I mean, you get a win against Toronto. Yeah, nice. And you get an Indiana victory. Let's see. What Golden State on Christmas. You beat Portland. It's Phoenix. Losses to the Nets, losses to Boston, Toronto twice. So Utah is another one. In that second half, and I know they're working on things, Eric, that's been well documented, we talked about it. But at some point, don't you need a payoff on that? Doesn't this team need, like, that win? And I pinned it down to this. One of those L.A. games, Clippers, Lakers, you need to get one of those wins to feel good.
Yeah, it's interesting because I tend to agree. Like, you know, I'm more than fine with them telling us that they're more worried about process than wins, because they've won a bunch of games in the last couple of regular seasons and it didn't work. So I can understand the logic behind it. But obviously, you know, if you don't win some of those games in the regular season, it makes me not believe that you're going to be able to win those games in the postseason. When you play those good teams. So I would agree. I think there's some spots there where you can really go out there and win some games. And again, it's interesting to me because those wins don't necessarily mean anything, right? Like, they beat the Clippers last year. They beat the Lakers last year. But that didn't guarantee them anything in the postseason. Mm-hmm. So that would be their obvious retort, but you do have to get reps winning. Winning matters, and this is a results-based league. So I think you're right in circling the two Clippers games back-to-back. And then, you know, I think there's a couple other opportunities, and really they're all at home against good teams. You have a two-game set. Again, it's not a back-to-back. It's this thing that they're doing in the league now where you play the same team twice in the same city. So you have Wednesday, March 24th and Friday, March 26th against the Boston Celtics. Then you go down to April 22nd and April 24th, you have the Philadelphia 76ers in town. And then May 2nd and May 4th, you have the Brooklyn Nets in town. I mean, it would be tough to put, you know, games on the schedule that could make you feel better about the Milwaukee Bucks than, man, you go in the middle of April, everyone's still fighting for playoff position. You take back-to-back games from the Philadelphia 76ers, who are at the top of the Eastern Conference right now. Or even you go into May and you take back-to-back games from the Brooklyn Nets. Or even if you end up splitting against those teams. Those are the types of tests that show that this team can compete, can play with these other teams. So for me, it's kind of those eight-ish games. The Celtics probably don't matter as much anymore because they're struggling at the moment. So it's, you know, take one or two from the Los Angeles contender kind of portion of the trip. Take one or two or sweep the Sixers. Take one or two or sweep the Nets. And, you know, I think that's kind of the spot where you're looking at signature wins or whatever you might want to call it. I think the best one in the first half would have been the Denver Nuggets when they were still kind of viewed as a contender. They're a little bit closer to the middle of the Western Conference now instead. But there's plenty of opportunities for those signature-type victories here in the second half.
Eric, we're late for a break, but I need to ask you the question I heard you ask Bart Winkler the other day when I was sitting in studio, and it was good to talk to you twice in 1 week, Eric. And the question was this. Bart was saying he was on the Firebud train, off the Firebud train, back and forth. And you said, you asked Bart if he felt like Coach Bud, and you put it in a very good way, if he was a Frankenstein of all the greatest coaches that ever coached this game, could he do a good enough coaching job with this roster to overcome whatever talent deficit they have should they go up against the Brooklyn Nets of the world or the Lakers or the Clippers? I don't know that I heard you answer your own question. Do you think Coach Bud can do enough of a coaching job to overcome whatever talent deficit there is between them and what look like more dominant big twos and big threes around the league?
Yeah, I think so. You know, with that Nets team, I get kind of the fear that Bart has. I just think it's a little bit less of them than he does because, you know, the way he was talking about them the other morning, like, this is a no doubt, they're going to win the championship. And I think they should be the favorites right now. I will not deny that. But, you know, you you look at kind of their top three and you look at the way that the Bucks can score the basketball with Drew Holiday on the floor, there's a real chance that you can get into that series and you're going up against a first-time head coach in Steve Nash. So I don't think you're going to get, you know, out-schemed or out-tacticked during that series. You're just going to have a chance to go out there and play. And, you know, I think there's enough talent with Giannis and Chris and Drew to go toe-to-toe with those guys and put yourself in, hey, if it's going to be a shootout and it's 120-121 for seven straight games, I think you can go in there and grab four of those games. So I think they could do it. I think Bart is maybe a little bit higher on the Nets than I am, which was the point I was trying to get to in asking him that question. But he very masterfully evaded my questioning that morning.
I said that day as he was ending his conversation with you. He ended it with, I love you, and you said I love you back. And I said to Bart, I'm not shy about throwing around I love you. Tim, my co-host, very much is. He doesn't want to do it. I just said, look, I like Eric a lot. I think he's really, really good at what he does, and I'm very appreciative of having him here as part of the station. But I don't think we're at I love you levels yet, Eric. I hope that doesn't hurt your feelings. Maybe one day we get there, but I'm just going to say appreciate the time, and thanks for joining the show. Always good stuff.
That's totally fine with me. Okay. I think there's a lot of room in our relationship to grow, and maybe one day we'll progress to that point.
But Eric, know this, that you don't have to say I love you back to Bart.
Did you feel compelled when Bart says I love you? Do you just feel compelled to say I love you back, or do you really love Bart Winkler?
You know, I've loved Bart for a long time now, so that love is very, very real.
Fair enough. That's Eric Name, our Milwaukee basketball. I hope we can get to that place, Eric, and we'll take another step forward when we talk to you next week, my friend.
No, it won't happen.
Sounds good. See you guys.
There's Eric Name joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If applying for a home renovation loan, as you're feeling anxious, breathe. Let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of banquility, and then you'll be loving them. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.